If you have your Bibles this morning, again, we should call your attention to Paul's writing to the Romans. Already been heard in your hearing in the 13th chapter. I'll read verses 1 and 2 again for your consideration. And a supporting scripture this morning coming from St. Luke 4 and 36. Romans 13, 1 and 2. The Bible said, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." Luke 4 and 36. "And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out." Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for is there no power but of God? The powers that be are ordained of God. The basis of those verses, we ought to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, don't fight the power. Don't fight the power. I thank God for this day. I thank God for allowing me to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. I thank God for yesterday when God allowed us, the men of God, to walk around in the mountain, to go to the mountaintop and to see the beauty and the majesty of all that God has created. Hallelujah. When you see the power of God, you smell and you have, well, some of the areas wasn't quite so fresh. But nonetheless, that when you get to certain levels, it was just peace and it was just quietness. And we had a wonderful time in the Lord yesterday. And I thank God for that opportunity. I look forward to an opportunity to not only just to share with our brothers, but when we can go off in just a small hike like that can bring such brotherhood and love towards one another. And I thank God for that. We're living in a time where we got to love one another. We got to learn how to reason one with another. And we got to know that it's not hallelujah, Jesus, and thank you, Lord, all the time. We got to understand that there is a life. There's a life that God has given you. And in that life, he said that he come that you might have it more abundantly. And as you enjoy life more abundantly, that don't mean that you have to sit down and do nothing all the time. Every now and then, you can just create something. It's not a whole lot to walking out in the woods and going up to the mountain, but it's a whole lot when you can do that with your brothers and you can feel that camaraderie between the two of you where God has blessed you to understand that you are brothers in Christ. And I thank God for that opportunity. We are a blessed people this morning. And there are those of us, there are many of us this morning that can say that we are actually going through hell. We don't know how we're going to make it. Anybody in here feeling me this morning feel like you're just tired? Sometimes you get tired. You've been trying. You've been struggling. You've been praying. You've been hoping. And it seems like things just don't want to come together. But I come to remind you this morning that we are all subject to a higher power. We cannot base our livelihood on what we can do. We cannot base our livelihood and our peace of God just with the things that we can comprehend in our minds. We got to know that we serve a God that is able to go far beyond what our comprehension is able. We got to understand this morning that he loves us and God has made a way out of no way. We have been blessed on this, the first Sunday after election 2008. Where we as a country, hallelujah, Jesus, have witnessed history unfold right before our eyes. And we ought to be happy this morning. We ought to be glad that the Lord is on our side. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time of celebration. It's time of getting your hope back. It's time of knowing that God can do anything. And it's a good thing for we, the black people of God, to know that God has doors that are yet still able to open for us. But we got to do the foundational work and prepare ourselves for the things that we want. If there are things that we want there in high places, we got to do the things that it's going to take to get there. And the start of that is just to get that education and to know that there are things that are possible for you. We got to understand this morning that we, the people, black people, white people, and many other nationalities that make up what we call the United States of America, have put our forces together and have voted in office an African-American as our 44th president. We have endured the test of time, and God has so ordained that the steps of a good man by the name of Barack Obama would be the president of our country. We got a lot to be proud about. One of the most important things that we can be proud about is that he is a people man. It does not matter the fact that he's a black man, but he's a people man. And we got to have that mentality that it's not the color of your skin. Don't get caught up in the fact that he's just a black man. He is the president of the United States of America. He has got to have our support. Now that we voted him in, we got to do our part. We got to make some changes in our life. We can't continue to walk around with our heads hung down. We can't believe that there is no hope, because he has shown us through preservation and hard determination that if you got a will, God will make a way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. Anybody in here glad this morning to be an American? Hallelujah. 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 We got to understand that we are in some very good times in our life. But we also must understand that the law of the word of God is true. For the Bible said, when I will do good, evil is always present. There are those that wish him harm. There are those that despise his achievements. There are those that will intentionally fight against everything that he tried to do. But we got to be mindful that God has already paved the way. God has already proved that he is the one in control. And we got to understand that what God has for Obama is for Obama. We can't allow what they say that they are going to do begin to make our mind get cloudy or to make us lose any of the hope that we have. We got to believe that God is going to be that wall of protection all around him. And no matter how many threats go his way, we come to tell you this morning, don't fight the power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're fighting against something that you can't do anything with. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because the Bible says no weapon formed against him shall be able to prosper, because he is subject to higher power. We have so much on this day to be thankful for, and we praise God for the things that he has already done. Jesus said he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but they that knew him, as many as believed in him, they became the sons and the daughters of God. And as believers, let us pray to see that the changes that are going to come to pass in our country and in our community, that they will happen. We got to believe that it's got to happen. We got to understand that there got to be some better days coming. We got to understand that we've had some rough days in our life. But I thank God that somebody said trouble don't last always. And I believe that's why God led me in this particular passage. As we look at the 13th chapter of Romans, Paul shares with them about Christians and government. You see, we must understand that even though we may not like the laws of the land and how the world system operates, we must know that God himself has established civil government to protect, to punish, and to promote the people of God. The function of protection came the moment that Adam sinned. It was obvious that civilization would need to have some form of restraint. We got to have some kind of rules. We got to have some kind of laws. Think about it. If everybody could just do anything that they wanted to do, any way that they want to do it, any time that they want to do it, the world will always be in a mess. Think about it. Even in the comforts of your own home, everybody in the house just can't do what they want to do. Somebody got to set some rules. Somebody got to have some guidelines. And we live in a country where there are guidelines. And if we don't follow the guidelines, then we are apt to be punished for the things that we've done. The function of punishment, Paul writes, that duly appointed human officials are to be regarded as God's servants, to bear the sword that is to impose punishment upon the evildoers. So many times we try to fight our own battles. But if we would believe the word of God, Jesus said, vengeance is mine, so said the Lord. So if we would allow the Lord to fight our battles, that's what is happening right now. God has fought our battles. In the test of time, God has sustained us. God has kept us when they said we wasn't going to be nobody. God has proved them wrong. When they said that you wasn't going to be nobody, how many of you know that God can help you prove them wrong? You can be anything that you want to be. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. The function of promotion are to promote the general welfare of the community where its laws are in effect. Paul tells us, as we look at 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. See, we got to pray for those that are in high government. We got to pray for the leaders of the land. We got to pray that God's will shall be done. Paul says, I exhort thee, as he talks to Timothy, that first of all, that you pray to God, that you actually get there in the gap and be the intercessor to ask the Lord to be a blessing. You know, that's why we are where we are this morning. That's why we can celebrate, because somebody been praying, somebody been trusting the power of God. Somebody heard the naysayer, but yet they said, God said that we can, and I'm going to follow what God say. It is better to obey God rather than to listen to what man has to say. Man always is going to find some fault. Man always want to get on the negative part of things, but how many of you know that God is a positive God? How many of you know that God can take things in their worst condition and turn them around for your good? We should be praying for our human leaders that God will do what needs to be done. Even the ministers of the gospel, we need to be praying for them that God will be there with them to lead and direct their very path. We got to understand that we're living in some rough times, but God has not changed. We're the ones that have changed. We the Bible said that we would get wiser, but yet we would be weaker. We're so intelligent now that we don't even know what to do with ourselves. We're so smart we don't even know how to speak to one another. We're so smart that we got all the answers and don't have simple common sense. You know, that's what makes the world go round, is just plain old common sense. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love ye one another as God has first loved you. Anybody got any love in the house this morning? Hallelujah. We got a loved one that on last Sunday we were sending up supplications and prayers. On this Sunday she's dead and gone, but God is still God. We got to understand that sometimes we got to know that it's not all about us. It's about a higher power. And we got to stop fighting the power of God. When you fight against the people of God, you're fighting the power of God. When you're fighting what God has so ordained, you are fighting the power of God. So we come to tell you this morning, let's stop fighting that power. We know that with the leadership comes opposition. You're not always going to have everything to run smooth. Everybody's not always going to agree with you. There are going to be some times in all of our walks of life that there's going to be some stumbling blocks in the way, and we're not going to be able to do it just like we thought. You know how it is, sometimes you sit down and you make plans and preparations, and you can jot out your game plan, but every now and then that game plan just don't go the way that you've written it out. Sometimes you got good intention and you are doing everything that you know how to do to make it happen. But how many of you know that every time a stumbling block get in the way, that don't mean throw your hands up in despair and give up. That means to go back and try it again. You got to continue to keep on doing what God would have you to do. We got to understand that if you continue to always quit, you'll never be a winner. And if you don't try, you'll never be a winner. And being a winner and being a participant, you are taking on the chance that either I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. But one thing you have to understand is if you just stand there and debate and ponder over the matter, you're never going to get not one place, but right there in that spot. So you have to begin to ask God to sort of give you some motivation. Every now and then you have to encourage yourself. Lord, I can go on. I can move just a little bit closer. I can do just a little bit better. That's why I love to hear Charles sing that song. Because that makes me know that if I got God, because of God, I am stronger. My mind is better. I can do a whole lot of things because of what God is doing in our lives. How many of you know that if it wasn't for the Lord that was on your side? Hallelujah. How many of you know that you'd be gone this morning?
You got to understand that God has all power and he can do anything but fail. Now, the God that we serve loves us enough that every now and then he will allow things to happen in our life. And when God allows things to happen, sometimes we question God. Sometimes we will turn our backs on God. Sometimes we'll go somewhere and sit down and say, I'm not going to trust that God anymore. Because if God loves me so much, why would he allow this to happen in my life? You got to be very careful about questioning God like that. Any hand that God deal me, I just want to play the hand out. And however God wanted to come out, it's going to come out for the good for those that love God. We got to understand that God already knows your struggle. God already knows the things that you're going through. If you don't have much, God knows you don't have much. But God said, I got everything that you need. I'm going to supply all your needs if you trust me. Stop trusting your own merits. Stop trusting what you can do. Those of us that like to boast about how saved and sanctified we are and like to make other folk feel little, make other folk feel like you the one that got it going on. Let me tell you something. You're saved by the grace of God, not by any merits of yourself. Not because of the things that you don't do anymore, but because some way, somehow, I believe that there is a Savior that died on Calvary that I might have the right to the tree of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God this morning that I didn't make it where I am all by myself. There was a higher power that looked down and looked beyond my fault. So I need to bless our very soul. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I know there are those of us that in here that we're saved and we've been on the Lord's side a long time. But now that you're on the Lord's side, what you going to do? What you going to do? God needs some workers. God needs some servants. God needs somebody to not be so thin-skinned that every time a strong wind come by, you fall out. You got to learn how to hold your ground. You got to hold your ground sometimes. You can't let everything get you down. And even if it knock you down, learn how to get back up. Learn how to get back up. Get back up like a child. Get back up fighting. Get back up with all of your gusto. Get back up knowing that you can make it. But what do? We try to find somebody to complain to. We try to find somebody to listen to our little mess. But you got to understand that if you learn how to talk to the Lord, he already knows what you're going through anyway. And why talk to somebody that can't even do nothing for themselves? You know what I'm talking about? If you can't help yourself, you can't help me. And why am I going to lay my burden on you and you already burdened down? The Bible says, take your burden to the Lord. Anybody hear me in here this morning? Don't fight the power. Power is the ability or strength to perform an activity or a deed. Power is also used for the word authority. One can have power to perform a task, but not have the authority to do the task. But when it comes to Jesus the Christ, he both had power and authority. Jesus can do anything that he wants to do. We understand that it's not all about us this morning. It's all about the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I look here in the Gospel of Romans, the Bible says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. You see, you got to understand that there is that higher power. God sits high, and we heard that he looks down low. But not only does he look down low, but he left the Spirit of the Comforter of the Holy Ghost that is down here with us, that goes with us everywhere that we go. And that power of the Holy Ghost knows when you are going through. But when we look here in this 13th chapter, what the Bible is trying to declare is that we got to understand that in the world system, we got to have some rules and regulations. But we got to also understand that even those that are leaders in the world system, they are still subject to a higher power. I don't care what office you hold in the United States, there's still a higher power. I don't care where you go in the world, there's always going to be a higher power. Why? Because you didn't make yourself. The Bible said that Jesus the Christ, God himself, made us from the dust of the ground, breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and then we became a living soul. We got to understand that when a man of God had been put into position, we got to honor that position. The Bible said, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. We got to learn that even though we honor the man of God, even though we know that God has brought us a mighty long way, even though we've been celebrating all week long about how God has helped us to prosper and to see something we never thought that would happen in our lifetime. But I come to tell you this morning, don't ever doubt the God that you serve. I come to tell you that as we serve the God that we are talking about this morning, trouble is going to come. Heartaches are going to come sometime. We got to understand that the devil don't like it when you're blessed like that. And the devil don't like the fact that we have an African-American in the White House. But I thank God that as they fight against the power of God, God is going to make everything work out all right. God has power even over the demons, even over the devil himself. The devil don't have no power that can go up against God. But we got to understand that we serve a God that speaks with power and authority. He can open up his mouth and everything that he say, things will begin to change. I want to know this morning, is anybody in the house? Anybody love God enough that they would trust God? Will you trust God with your whole heart? Will you trust God with all of your soul? Do you know that the Lord has made a way out of no way? Do you know that even though the devil is going to be fighting against the man of God, the devil is going to be fighting against everything that you call to be the right thing? But you got to learn how to hold your head up high. You got to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to go on anyhow. I don't care what the devil tried to do unto me. But I serve an almighty God. I thank God this morning that I serve a God that's here, there, and everywhere. When I look here in the word of God, the Bible said, what word is this? For with the power and authority, this man opened up his mouth. And when God opened his mouth, things began to happen. For there was an occasion where he was on his way to Capernaum, and he found that there was in the midst of the synagogue, Jesus was there teaching the gospel and telling the people all about the kingdom that was coming after a while. But there was one in the midst in the congregation that had a demon down on the inside. You better be careful when you go into the house of God. For even in the house of God, there might be somebody that's been possessed by a demon. But I thank God this morning that that demon can't fight the power of God. For if you fight against the power of God, God has a way to making you sit down and recognize that I am the Lord thy God. For the Bible says he had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What do we have to do with thee, thy Jesus of Nazareth? In other words, I know who you are. I know you are Jesus the Christ. I know that you have all power. Believe us alone. But I stopped to tell that devil, you can't tell the Lord what to do. You can't fight against the power of God. Even though you may have a little bit of power, God has all power. And God can take all of that power and tell that demon, come ye up out of him. And that demon got to come up and get out. I thank God this morning that when we see the power of the Almighty God, some people are amazed at the power of God. But I found out a long time ago that God is a miracle worker. God can do anything that we don't imagine in our mind. I thank God this morning that God made a way out of no way. I thank God this morning that there are going to be those that fight against the power of God. But I come to tell somebody, don't fight the power of God, but let God fight your battle for you. God will fight that battle for you. He'll take that enemy and put him up under your feet. I thank God this morning that I serve a God that knows everything there is to know. God is an intelligent God. God knows and he has a heart of gold. God is a compassionate God. And whenever I need to know that the Lord is on my side, God always stepped by my room. I heard this morning that God said it's time to get up. I heard this morning that God said this is going to be a good day. The devil is going to try you on the left, and the devil might try you on the right. But let me fight your battle. Tell the devil to get thee behind you and run on and see what the end is going to be. Anybody in the house, do you know the power of the Almighty God? I come to tell somebody, don't fight the power, for the power that is of God. With the power of God, you can tell a tree, get from here to yonder place. For just the size of a mustard seed faith can move a whole mountain out of your life. I want to know this morning, is anybody talking to God? Anybody got mustard seed faith? Anybody believing in the power of God? Believing that even though the enemy is going to be up against me, I'm going to come out victorious because I serve the Almighty God. When God had preordained things to happen, there's a time for all things in life. Now it is our time to see the power of the Almighty God. When I look around the world and see how God is blessing everybody that we know, God is a God without respect of person. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter the history that you have. As long as you are a child of the King, all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord and say, Lord, here I am one more time. I stand down at your feet. I stand in need of a blessing. I've been going through this and I'm going through that, but I learned how to turn it over and give it to the Lord. When you give it to the Lord, God will put some people in your life. Somebody begin to say that there are those of us that got the wrong idea, that think that because all of us went out to the polls, that we made everything happen for Barack. But I want to tell somebody that there had to be a whole lot of white people, there had to be a whole lot of other nationalities that believed in the power of this man of God. And because they believed in the power of God, because they heard the echo of Martin Luther King, they looked beyond the color of his skin and saw the character that was down on the inside. They heard the intellect that came out of his head. They seen the calm manner that he carried in himself. That I don't care what you throw up against me, you can't make me act anything less than a man of God. I'm glad this morning that we got somebody in the White House that knows somebody in the big house that made the house that's not made with hands. You better be glad that we got somebody that know our struggle. We got somebody that care about our need. But I come to tell you, don't fight that power. Don't listen to the critics. Don't sit on the stool of do nothing. But whatever they come up with that we ought to do, we ought to jump on the bandwagon. If it means going back to school, go to school. If it means getting some training, get some training. But there are going to be some jobs to come your way. So right now, you better make preparations, get the credentials that you need. So when the doors begin to open up, you already have your stuff in your hand and go walking in and say, I'm qualified. I can do this job. Don't begin to fall back by the wayside, worrying about the color of your skin. You were born black and you're going to die black. But God will make a way. God has already made a way for the man of God, for the woman of God to stand up and be counted. All you got to do is trust the power of God. Don't fight the power, for that is power that comes from on high. It was so ordained by God that we could have the celebrations that we're having right now. Too many times we give ourselves too much credit. Yes, you did have to get up. Yes, you did have to go out and vote. But God had preordained for this to happen. And you know, when God preordained something to happen, I don't care what the devil tried. I don't care what they pull up out the woodwork. God is going to put a covering over those that he's already preordained to do certain things in life. All we got to do as the people of God is trust God. Know that this is the book of life. Know that this is the guidelines to a life of peace, a life of prosperity, and a life of joy. Comes through and by the word and the power of God. We are all subject to a higher power, and those higher powers are of God. I stand as a leader this morning, but I'm subject to a higher power. It was so ordained by God that I be in this place. And when God so ordained something to happen in your life, be mindful to listen and follow his lead. The Bible said, lean not unto your own understanding. But if you would just try to understand it God's way, he will lead and direct your very paths.
Don't fight the power, for that power is of God.